from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 7 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo, topping our report this hour. Over 10,000 New Jerseyans are part of the World Trade Center Health Program. Now there's fear that last week's U.S. Department of Health and Human Services layoffs could affect the program since it's administered by HHS. New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand says the Trump administration doesn't justify its layoffs.
They sent Doge and Elon Musk to cut government in every way they can without any regard for what the program is doing. They literally just throw the spaghetti on the wall and see what sticks.
The program provides health services to 9/11 first responders and survivors who are sickened with 9/11 related illnesses from around the country. Atlantic County and the New Jersey State are agreeing to settle a lawsuit over changes to the casino payment in lieu of taxes law. Atlantic County sued over the 2021 amendments to the 2016 pilot law because they excluded online gaming revenue. The restructuring lowered the amount casinos were required to pay and therefore decreased the county's share. County Executive Dennis Levinson says they are now expected to get close to an additional $59 million thanks to the $15 million settlement. And Governor Phil Murphy has signed pardons for 87 convicts and commutations for five convicted killers. Murphy says New Jersey is living up to its reputation as the state for second chances.
They have served their time and owned up to their actions. And most of all, they have earned this legal relief, which will allow them to move forward in their lives so they can contribute to our shared future.
It's the second round of pardons since Murphy established the Clemency Advisory Board last year. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to nj1015.com and click on demand. And will we get some sun tomorrow? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up now. New Jersey Fast Traffic.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather, breezy and cold for tonight with mainly clear skies, lows in the middle 20s. There will be a freeze here across the area. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, still on the chilly side for April with a high near 50 degrees. Clouds return into tomorrow night, not nearly as cold thanks to that cloud cover with lows in the lower 30s. Thursday, cloudy, breezy, and still on the chilly side. Some showers in the area for the afternoon, a high near 50. Rain more likely Thursday night and into the day on Friday. I'm meteorologist Pop Benz.
Right now, 43 in Clark, 44 in Middletown, 45 in Atlantic City. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.